punches are flying as part of Dayton Knockout, a first-time charity event to be held February 25th at Memorial Hall. Maha Kashani of Cincinnati Bell, and also a writer for the Dayton City Paper, will be squaring up against one of her best girlfriends, Shannon Potts, an attorney with the City of Dayton. In this event, friends have had to learn how to punch each other in the face.
Kind of trying to get a hang of it and go, and I actually got one clean hit on her, and I felt so bad, and I just started apologizing, and they're like, no, don't apologize, that's what you're supposed to do. I'm like, I know, but you know, she's one of my best friends, and we're going to be fighting each other, I have to get used to it. The first time I connected, I kind of felt really bad.
Most of the fighters have never been in a rumble before, except for maybe a slap fight here or there. So how does it feel to get punched in the face for the very first time?
It's not fun to get hit in the face, so you just have to up your game. My eyes water a lot.
Getting punched in the face during practice created a challenge for local makeup artist Michelle Richardson.
Oh, I actually had an event Saturday night, and it was a lot of eye drops and concealer. If I like break my nose, it's kind of a problem for my profession. I don't really like hitting people. I never hit anybody until I did this. Never in a fight, never been hit. When you're doing the training, you're really practicing on the form and, you know, moving away. And then when you get in there with somebody who wants to hit you, it's kind of like, what do I do? It's definitely a learning process to gather yourself together, think clearly, and not get overwhelmed. Because as soon as you get overwhelmed, you forget what you're doing, you drop your hands, and you get hit in the face.
This has been a long-time dream of John Drake, the owner of Drake's Downtown Gym.
It's going to be, I think, an event in the middle of a pretty crummy time of year. Super Bowl's over, March Madness hasn't started, everybody's tired of winter, wants something fun to do. We're old school. Everybody is welcome in here. They always have been. You are not judged by what you wear or how you do it, just that you do it and how hard you work. And that's really what my whole business has been based on. You know, more of a, I wanted this kind of a gym. I didn't want a fancy kind of a place, and I wanted boxing.
People can expect a real fight or a bunch of goofballs up here fighting.
No, I think that people will be really surprised. Number one, by the fact that you guys just have the chutzpah to get in there and do this, because most people don't, quite frankly. I'm not going to start naming names, but a lot of people in the media I talk to wouldn't even talk to me about it. Avoided me. Friends of mine.
It's like a ragtag group, really. Not like athletes or anything. Like, what has it been like to train this particular group?
It's been a challenge.
I like to dress up. I love fashion. I'm always wearing high heels. I think the first time John saw me, he kind of looked me up and down and was like, are you serious? This girl is going to come in here and try to fight, and kind of gave me that, are you sure you think you can do this? It's going to be really hard work. You're going to have, you know, you're fighting. I'm like, no, I think I can do it. I think that people are going to be really interested to see somebody like me in the ring for, you know, all the different things that I do. I've never done anything like this.
This has been the real deal Holyfield for these amateur boxers, regular people, who have spent about 3 months training for this charity event.
We're trying to speed up this whole training process where people take 6 months to a year before they might spar, and you get comfortable doing things. You've got to move when you box, and it's very difficult. This is what's happening when you're sparring. Nobody is really kind of going, moving back and moving, using the entire ring. You're gonna have about 16 and a half feet square, but I could probably have a ring that was 5 foot square. You just have this little room and you'd be fine. You're just kind of like scooting around like a man and woman on the top of a wedding cake, you know, really close together. So one of the things we're gonna work on tonight is you guys like coming out of your corner, touching gloves, getting in your stance and relaxing. You know you're gonna get hit. If you could stay under control with your hands up and balance and did nothing more than just threw straight jabs, you would be fine.
The boxers that Kristen and I spoke with said that the blood, sweat, and occasional black eye have been totally worth the effort.
It's a great cause. You know, I've lived and worked downtown for 6 years, and I've never been inside Memorial Hall, and I'm really excited that they're putting it back into use for these purposes.
Jen Dean of Dayton History and Jack Omer of AIDS Resource Center Ohio gave us a sneak preview of what it's going to look like on fight night.
So this is where they're going to have the betting booths and the bar?
Yeah, this is each end will be a charity betting, and in the middle it'll be a bar.
Okay.
Try to keep the flow moving so people can come in here and get drinks and then get your drinks and walk right by the charity bedding.
So where's the boxing ring going to be?
On the stage.
Oh, wow.
It'll be roughly 8 bouts, 3 60-second rounds, and it's going to be more exhibition. The VIP fighters showing what they've learned at Drake's Gym, all the hard work and the training.
Dean says this is truly a unique event as there's no other one like it in the state, and the only one she's found in the country is run by boxing great Muhammad Ali and supports Parkinson. She says this is a great opportunity to reintroduce a great facility to the Dayton community.
There's been some gospel concerts, small things, but the last show that the public was invited in to buy tickets and see here was Bill Cosby in 2003.
Jack Omer promises an event that's well worth the money.
The purpose of this event is to attract a new demographic to the fundraising arena.
Dayton Knockout takes place February 25th, which is a Saturday, beginning at 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall.
Visit www.daytonknockout.com to purchase your tickets, find out more information about the event, view photos of the fighters, and more. Reporting for the Community Voices Radio Project at WYSO 91.3 FM, this is Kristen Wicker and Amelia Robinson, Foes in the Ring and Friends, bringing you news about our community.